This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another, wow, it's going to be a session of insanity tonight, and we have a lot to talk about. Joe Mazzini, your host, just to the real side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Always a pleasure to have you as part of the conversation, part of the solution, not just part of the problem. You know, I always tell you guys, if you're longtime listeners of the show, you know I keep saying the same thing over and over and over and over and over again, which is, look, don't just spew the party line, right? I mean, get your information, know what's going on, know what to do. Get involved and get engaged. Seriously. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. And you ready? Come on, we can all do this together if you want to. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, being part of the solution. You know, I told you this was going to happen last week. You know, head up to the website. You know what's going on up there. If you've been here for any length of time, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Give me your email address. But. All right? I got so much I want to try to get up. Kimberly Moran's going to join me after the first break. And so here's the deal. Everybody wants to blame the Clintons for this. And I have no problem with that. You want to blame them? That's fine, perfect, whatever. But I want you to think about the real names. Come on. If I have to tell you what we're talking about Epstein, you must have been in a coma for the last 4 days. So, it's not just the Clintons, right? You know, everybody's blaming them. And think of the names that are on there. You've got some heavy rollers on the list of people that Epstein flew around on his plane. Come on, think about it. You think he's the only one that wanted him gone, bad, dead? And but the loons, we'll talk more about this later on, but the loons on the left are losing their minds. Right? This is, Trump did this. He's trying to hide something. Hide what? You have one dance video of him with Epstein 107 years ago, yet you refuse to mention all the other stuff that you have on Obama and Clinton and Billy Bob with Epstein and some other famous names. You don't seem to care about those. They don't, because they believe, you know, when it comes to infidelity and stuff like that, they're fine with it. It's an expectation in their world. Right? Real easy stuff. But they hold us to a different standard. Right? Now, thank God, again, Bill Barr, he was miffed. You could see it in his face. It wasn't a joke. He was miffed. He criticized serious irregularities at the federal prison where Jeffrey Epstein died in an apparent suicide. I had to. I was trying to choke on getting that out. He added that the sex trafficking investigation involving the financier would not end. And I've been telling, you know, people all weekend, and I try to stay away from this stuff on the weekends. I got to have some break. And all weekend long, I've been hearing, oh, those poor people, they're not going to get, no, they're going to get their justice. They're going to get their, first of all, I want you to think about something. This man did not die easily. Okay, being hung is not an easy way to go. It's one thing if you're hung and you drop 3 feet and your neck breaks, you just die right away. But he had to suffocate. And I'm not saying that, you know, what's that old saying? What goes around comes around? But this was not an easy, a quick and easy, painless death, right? So I kept saying all weekend long to my friends, this is not over. Take a breath. Relax. Every person that's called out is going to be investigated. Everybody that had something to do that was on that plane, on that island, or even investing with the man, they're going to be investigated. And he has, I'm telling you, Barr has had it. All right? U.S. Attorney General Barr is out of his mind. Epstein was found dead on Saturday, as we all know, having apparently hanged himself in his cell at the Metropolitan Correctional Center. Now, listen, it's not a schlock center. I don't know if you know, there's been many, 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 many people well-known, disgusting human beings held there. Bernie Madoff was one of them, right? El Chaparano was another. So it wasn't an easy jail to get in and out of. Now, the top U.S. law enforcement official known as Mr. Barr vowed to carry out the case against anyone who was complicit with Epstein. I'm going after everyone. Any co-conspirators should not rest easy, he said at an event in New Orleans. Now, you know, everybody's blaming, even President Trump came out and said, you know, the Clinton machine is alive and well, basically. They should be investigated as well. You know what? They're so nervous. This is why you're seeing all this hate. You're seeing all these nasties out there. The dark state, the deep state, the shadow government, whatever you want to call them, whatever makes you feel good.
Hello.
These are the guys. These guys, okay, are the ones that seriously, that whole, like I said, deep dark state, whatever you want to call it, they're alive and well. Now, I used to make fun of it, but look what just happened. Now, ABC News on Monday afternoon, they observed that the federal agents, including the FBI and Customs and Border Protection, at the dock on the grounds of a little St. James, Jeffrey Epstein's Island, they're all over the place now, by the way. Ever since Barr said he was going to deal with this, he was going to deal with this, these guys, I'm telling you, they're going to be in a world of hurt. And I'm not talking about the guys that let Epstein die, because they're going to be in a world of hurt, too. I'm talking about all those men and some women, I guess, who were having so much fun on Epstein's Island. Not anymore. Hey, we'll be back with Kimberly Marin after the break. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350350.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
An explosion. Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no...
Every feminist out there just fell over. Now, there's an album, really, seriously. If you have a feminist in your family and you really want to make her crazy... You know, buy stuff like that. Buy the songs by Barry White. You know, seriously, you'll drive them out of their minds. They won't know what to do with themselves. You know what I'm saying? 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and being part of the conversation. The lady you all been waiting for, Kimberly Marin, joins me. And she does, you know what, you weren't on my screen. I'm like, okay, is she there? But anyway, Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week. I always appreciate the time she spends with me. How you doing, Kimberly?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. Now, you had a great weekend this weekend, right? I mean, piece of scum hung himself. Well, that isn't quite right.
Yeah, I kind of question that. He's definitely, I believe he's dead, but from what I understand, the guy that was his cellmate was in prison for 4 murders and was waiting for death penalty.
Yeah.
How
yeah.
convenient.
Yeah. I don't know. I went to the bathroom. I come back 4 hours later. He was hanging in the middle of the thing there.
Something was wrong, yeah. I don't know what happened. I don't know nothing.
Right?
Yeah.
No, people don't know how that works. But that was, you know, that prison has held some pretty, you know, pretty disgusting criminals in there without them hanging themselves. So this one, I say, you know, everybody goes, yeah, you know, the Clintons. I say, yeah, you know what? It may have not been the Clintons. There were so many names on that list. That's an easy one.
What's it called? What's it called? Prison justice?
Yes.
Oh, if you're a pedophile or rape women or girls or whatever.
Yeah, you're not in the best shape. You're not the best place to be, that's for sure.
No, because those people are in prison and they can't even, you know, see their own kids or whatever, for whatever reason. But yeah. I think that's what that's called.
But anybody who thought he was going to be, you know, I jokingly say he's a white boy not from Boston, okay? There's no way that guy was going to survive. When they said, I'm sitting there with Tammy, when they said the hearing will start in June, I said, you mean the one he's never going to make? That one?
I don't understand why they would even have him with a cellmate.
Oh, I would have had
Do you know what
people,
I mean?
Yeah, I'm with you. Well, we know why. This was already worked out ahead of time, right?
Yeah, of course.
I mean, seriously. I would add 2 people from every service, 2 from the FBI, you know, 2 from the Secret Service. I'd even have 2 from New York, New York's finest, watching over him because I want to know everything. And you know what? He wasn't that bright of a guy. Because seriously, when you're picked up and you have the names that he had and knowing that they weren't going to let you rest, I would have been on the phone with Barr going, get your butt down here, bring about 17 notepads, we're going to do this tonight. Okay?
Right.
And that's what I would have been. And bring a recorder, because you're not going to be able to write as fast as I'm talking. I mean,
right.
Seriously.
Yeah, you know.
It's pretty sick. All right. You had something exciting happen in your state. You have a governor with a spine, apparently.
Yes. When it comes to the Second Amendment, yes, he does. there was 3 gun control pieces of legislation that were being pushed by Michael Bloomberg in New Hampshire, and the left waited till, you know, a couple days after the shootings that happened last weekend to actually put them on his desk. They had them for over a month past, but they waited. It's almost like they were waiting for some kind of bad thing to happen. So they put them on his desk, and he said, screw you. I'm standing with the I watched what I said.
Yep.
He stood with the people of New Hampshire because Granite Staters sent him thousands of emails, made thousands, you know, tons of phone calls, thousands of red postcards that we had made up to sign, you know, tell him to veto. We sent hundreds of red pens to him. Plus we had, you know, the biggest rally, 2A rally ever was this year. And, you know, it was Granite Staters, including Democrats, who are against Bloomberg's gun control. But Bloomberg just thought he could spend a few $100,000 and he would just be able to slide that right through. Well, nope, sorry, kid. That's not how it works in this state.
No, and for clarity, people need to understand, you know, we always make fun of Democrats here and just kind of like the game of the day. But the reality behind this, there are some sane Democrats out there that are pro-gun, pro-Second Amendment, pro-First Amendment, for that matter. And so we've got to be careful that we don't alienate everybody.
Oh, exactly. That's why I always make a point. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I even had more Democrats voted against the gun control than any Republicans voted for the gun control. There was only 1 Republican. He's not even a Republican. But but a bunch of Democrats voted against the gun control.
Right.
I even had we had emailed all the representatives, and I had 1 Democrat say, "I will not be voting for any of these bills. I'm a Second Amendment Democrat." I love that.
Oh, good for him. Seriously, about time these guys really. Well, whatever. Anyhow, the but you said there were 3 different. Did you say there was 3 different bills or 4 different bills? You there? She loves doing this to me, leaving me in the lurch. I'm all by myself again. Yeah, we have, I mean, even in California here, they're trying again to make it so tough to get guns, so tough. Matter of fact, they don't want you to have even the ammunition. You there?
I'm here. I'm back
okay.
again. Sorry.
There you go.
I got disconnected. I didn't even touch it.
Yeah, okay. Whatever you say.
Anyway. It's my but, Italian hands, probably. Yeah,
you said that there were three bills that he that yes. he had to veto. What was the differences between them?
Oh, I'm sorry. So one was a universal background check bill that considered all transfers and private sales to be commercial sales, basically right. redefining sales. And it actually made it so people would, it would be practically impossible for people to get actual gun safety training. Because they'd have to try to go get a background check before they took the class. It was ridiculous. And then another one was a waiting period. It started out at 7, then they got knocked it down to 3 days, which is really could be up to 6 depending on holidays and weekends. So it was a waiting period, which would end all gun shows in New Hampshire and make it so, you know, if you dared to have to protect yourself, especially as a woman, you wouldn't be able to. If you had to, you know, in a scary emergency situation. And they were told that. They were warned about that. And then the other one was a gun-free zone bill. We follow federal law the way it currently exists in New Hampshire, but our former AG said we couldn't really enforce it. Okay, so just enforce the federal law. Make that. Yes, we're going to just do what the federal law says.
Oh,
but they
my.
Didn't want to do that. Oh, yeah. They wanted, at first, they wanted, my moron, New Hampshire senator, wanted every school board to have the ability to put gun control laws into place.
Every school board to decide on its own what it wanted to do? Well, God bless America. There you go.
Yeah.
All right. Anyhow, whole new meaning to local democracy. Joe Messina, your host, to the real side. Don't go far. Kimberly will be with me after the break as well. We'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Suicide or murder? The New York Post reporting accused sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein hanging himself with a bed sheet tied to a bunk bed in a federal holding facility in New York City. We also learn Epstein was alone in the cell. U.S. Attorney Bill Barr asking, how in the world did this happen?
We are now learning of serious irregularities at this facility that are deeply concerning and demand a thorough investigation.
Barr speaking at a police convention in New Orleans.
This case was important to the victims who had the courage to come forward and deserve the opportunity to confront the accused in the courtroom.
Now, social media is still buzzing with conspiracy theories about Epstein's death. He was 66 years old and was awaiting trial. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
We are back. Coach and your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. I wouldn't even do that for money. No, I'm not joking. I'm just serious. You could never catch me in cargo pants jumping around on stage. It just wouldn't work. Well, maybe for like 10 or 15 grand for 10 minutes, I might do it, but that's it. Yeah, Reginald, yes, that is a lot of books. I'm trying to look smart. Doesn't mean I am. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head over to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot going on up there, but really, pay attention here. Because Kimberly Marin joins me, as she does every week, and I always very much appreciate the time with me. Kimberly, you having fun yet? I mean, I think that's a real question. You having fun yet? You got a president coming to town?
I am looking forward to see the freaks that come out. Not his supporters, but the protesters.
I knew what you meant. Anybody listening to the show for any length of time knew what you meant, too, but...
Yeah,
you
probably did. But
you're right. I mean, they are. They're going to come out in droves. This is a real. Have you been listening at all or watching? You got CNN, MSNBC, ABC, DEFG, all of them. Do you know whose fault it is? Do you know who, in essence, killed Epstein? They know. Do you know who it was?
Are they blaming Trump?
Yes. Bingo. Ding, 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 ding. That's right.
You I did see that.
All right. So there, you know, it's under this president's Department of Justice that allowed this to happen.
Yes, I saw that.
And
the memo went out.
Wow.
Yep. That's what it is. That's exactly what happens. The Center for American Progress sends a memo out to all news stations, to all Democrats, to all operatives, and says, this is the message we're going to use. And they all use the same one.
Great. Oh, I think it's wonderful, because when Barr finally nails the people behind this, and I believe he'll either end up dead, and God forbid, it's not what I'm asking for, but he'll either end up dead, okay, or you're going to see some names in handcuffs that you've never dreamt you would see. The names that are on this list that have been on that plane, have been to that island, is going to be a problem for them. And you know, that's the thing. Think about it. They're doing what they always do. It's a diversion. They have one clip of Trump dancing at a party, or trying to dance, I guess. I don't know if you call it dancing. but dancing at a party with Epstein there, and they're making a big deal out of that. Not so much the 26 trips that Billy Bob took to the island, just the one dance session. Amazing.
Well, you know what? I think these only a certain amount of women, of number of women came out. There's more out there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Somewhere. So I think if they can come out more and they can, unless they've been paid off already to keep quiet, they can come out and talk about the other people that were at the island as well.
Well, growing up in Boston the way I did, I would imagine the line would be, we got to him in a maximum security prison. What makes you think we can't get to you?
Oh, right? That's true. They're probably, yeah.
See,
you're right.
You start thinking like my people think. You know what I'm saying?
I got to think like evil.
Seriously, that's what it's going to, again, that's what's going to happen. But I think Barr, like Bobby Kennedy, I don't think he's going to give in. I really don't. I mean, I'm sure he doesn't want to go to his death with it, but I don't think he's going to give up that easy. Do you?
I hope not. This is a horrifying situation. I don't care who the hell goes down for it, but it needs to be prosecuted to the fullest extent. Epstein's already gone, but there's other people that were at that island doing the same exact thing, and they need to be brought to justice.
Yeah, I love the fact that he sent a slew. Not a couple. He sent a slew of people to the Epstein's Island and now to every one of the facilities.
That.
Yeah, they're not going to. This is a slap in their face. This is like, you know, even if Bill Barr, I don't believe he is at all, but if he was crooked, this would be one of those in your face things where you're going, okay, I'll show you who's boss. Don't give me that crap. Right?
I hope so. I hope so, because, you know, too many, I know I'm personally sick of seeing justice not be served just because someone's a political in politics, in D.C., in the swamp, you know, for things that you and I would be in prison for. So I'm not happy about it. And I know a lot of other Americans aren't either. And something needs to finally be done. Someone needs to freaking pay the price for their crimes that regular people would have to pay the price for.
Somebody in the chat room said, I'm sure Barr is well guarded and that he has Secret Service around him. I'm going, he doesn't need to see. He needs the military.
Right.
Okay. I mean, seriously, that's what he really needs around him is the military, because they're the only ones that are not going to let anything happen. I feel the same way about the president. I think it's great that he has a Secret Service detail. I think they need to have some military guys around him. You know?
Makes sense.
You know, I read a couple of, 3 months ago, I read an article about they are getting record numbers of applications to guard him, to get the White House detail. What
really?
Does that tell you? Oh, yeah. Well,
that's kind
under
of scary,
Obama,
actually.
Nobody wanted to hold up an umbrella, so they didn't apply for the job. But.
Well, yeah, that's a different story. But
No, I like that.
I don't know if it's good or bad. Is it like people that are... You know, really
to get close to kill him?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No.
So it's a little bit scary.
Well, I could have a field day with this. My friends would get really, 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 really mad at me, but whatever. All right. So let's get something that's going to get under your skin. I know it is. So,
oh, boy.
Hey, I waited till close to the end. That way there, you'll be nice and relaxed. Off the air.
Payback, so you know what.
I know. Red flag. The red flag laws, you know. What is it? 19 states now have some kind of red flag law somewhere in
13.
On their books. 13? I'm sorry. So they lied to me. All right. 13 states have some kind of red flag laws. I just looked up California's red flag laws. They've had them for a few years. They just don't call them red flag laws, if you would. And I had heard that it was 18 months. It took them 18 months before they finally did anything in the red flag realm, but you don't see
Oh, it might
any...
be 19. Sorry, okay. It might be 19.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry, Joe, I was incorrect.
No, I'm trying to count. Sorry. I just posted a map from Thomas Massie with him, Congressman Massie.
Oh.
Sorry.
All right. Listen, see, I'm forgiving. I'm a forgiving kind of guy, you know. So.
Hey, at least I admit when I'm wrong.
That's true. All right. So anyway, 13 or 19, you've still got a bunch of states that have red flag laws. I don't know. You follow it closer than I do. I don't know if you've heard of any major times when somebody comes in and takes guns away. But But is there ever a need for a red flag law? Do you see any of this as okay?
Red flag laws are the most destructive and discriminatory laws that I've ever seen in modern history. And I am not joking. They violate so many of our Bill of Rights, our actual protected rights. It's not, it's horrifying. And I read Rubio's bill today. That man needs to be sent the frick home in Florida and never to be arrived in Congress again.
He was a Tea Party darling. Don't you remember that?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Wow.
People have been railing him. Look, Bloomberg tried to pass a red flag law in New Hampshire. It's been on hold. It's going to come back in the January session. So I've done a lot of research on the bill and red flag laws, and they're horrifying, Joe. They are absolutely horrifying. And most states, if not all states, have involuntary commitment or admission laws. If you really think someone is experiencing a mental health crisis where they're going to hurt themselves or others, you can, with due process, get them the help they need.
So let me ask you a
question. Red flag laws kill due process. 2 years ago, you said something on social media, and it can be used against you. It can be someone you might have dated a couple of times, never consummated the rape, but they can report you. The police can report you. So, you know, all these lefties say that all police are racist, right? What do you think that's going to do to people of color if the police can just take away their firearms, if that's the case?
Okay, so let's talk about the Parkland killer. And I know I'm picking one, but I need one for an example. Here's somebody who was extremely violent, right? Played out over and over and over again. Police been to his house plenty of times. Teachers were worried about him. People, so it wasn't like four or five people that were teed off at him. It was a history of such.
What could one do?
What should have taken place in that?
They have those involuntary admissions laws in Florida. They already had laws in place that could have made it so he was put into a mental health institution to get the help he clearly needed.
Right.
Those laws, I had looked that up at the time when it happened. There was all kinds of things they could have done because he had made threats.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he had done all kinds of things. Everyone failed in the government.
Yeah, no question about it. And again, blaming, you can't say mental health either. They go out of their minds when you talk about mental health. All right. Joe Bettini, your host, listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Kimberly will join me again in a few minutes. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, I'm Adam Baratta, author of the book Gold is a Better Way. It became a national bestseller. It's now become a movement. My member site went live 1 year ago, and since that time, gold is up $250. It's outperforming the highest flying stock market in history by 15%. And for the first time, I'm opening up my live gold summit to non-members. This is a $1,500 ticket for free. Join me and my over 5,000 members via live stream on August 14th and learn the secrets to the next gold boom. The event is for investors with over $100,000. If that's you, text the words Gold Summit to 49776. That's the words Gold Summit to 49776. Get your $1,500 ticket for free for our August 14th live event now. Text Gold Summit to 49776 and join the movement. Text the words Gold Summit to 49776. That's the words Gold Summit to 49776.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
There is the theory of the Möbius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
That's the song I hear every time I hear the Congress is in session. I think that should be their theme song. Anybody with me on that? Joe Matthew, your host, listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for joining us. Kimberly Moran joins me as she does every week. I always appreciate the time that she spends with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. So, Kimberly, what are you doing? What are you doing putting climate change stuff up on your Facebook page? What's wrong with you?
What climate change?
What is it?
What are you talking about?
You did a post with Gavin Newsom. Don't give him credit. He's an idiot.
No, did you see why I posted it? He posted something about climate change, and I posted a GIF on his Facebook page, and it said, "I'm super serial." It was Al Gore.
Yep.
And Man Bear Pig.
Oh God.
You know. That's why I posted that, because I amused myself at his expense all the time.
Well, oh, he's easy, though. You know, he's
wicked easy.
Who's he married to? He's married to the, what does she call herself? The first person or something like that.
Oh,
right?
God.
Yeah. I'm surprised she uses person. I mean, they just use human or something. Why couldn't use human? Because it has man in it. But anyhow, I know we're veering off of our subject, but I love the climate change topic. It is very close to my heart. I've done so many stories around this. I mean, if we all became religious overnight, in the Old Testament, when somebody predicted something that didn't come true, you were allowed to stone them to death. All right?
Really?
All these guys, yeah, that was real.
We think we'd bring that back.
I'm with you. These guys run around. And do you realize not one prediction they made in the early 70s? Not one.
Has ever come true.
Right.
Not the ones that Al Gore made have come true. Nothing. Zero, zip, nada.
And he's regurgitating, you know, well, we're going to have a famine. We have some of the fattest people in the galaxy on this planet. We've got a problem with obesity in the majority of the people on this planet. I'm sorry. What am I missing here? God.
Because the left knows so much that isn't true. But it's really sad, Joe. Is, you know, certain people know that it's complete bogus crap. It's just about control, more taxes, yep. Blah, 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 right?
Right.
But other people don't know. And they're pushing this on our kids in schools. So kids are coming out of school, and they believe it. They're not taught that a whole slew of scientists don't agree. They're not taught other scientific facts about what's going on. They're not taught that. They're only taught this left-wing version, man-bear-pig version, climate change, it's man's fault. And that's the scary part. They don't know any better because that's what they're being taught because the teachers push that in their schools. And kids just believe what the teachers say, of course.
Well, they're the most trusted person in the community. Teachers, especially high school teachers, they're the most trusted person in the community above parents, above clergy, and above police officers. Think about that. They have elevated themselves to that level. That's scary.
It is. It absolutely is. And I'm sure some are, you know, really fit that mold, but no.
So let's talk a little bit to a lot of these congressmen are coming out, and they sound, I've been listening to them, they sound so sane. You know, they come out and they say, you know, nobody needs an assault rifle. Who actually needs an assault rifle? And why do you need 100 clips? You know, that young man caught, yada, 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 goes through it all. And they're just going through this stuff. But you know, come on. In all honesty, in all fairness, he sounds, or they sound, very reasonable because they're talking through it, right? And... Explain what is referred to, what's referred to it, and say it is an assault rifle.
What the left, first of all, listeners should know that assault rifle is not something we can own as civilians. I think it's an automatic firearm that the military can have, but we cannot have that. We cannot have military-grade firearms like the military has. What the left calls assault rifle is really an Armalite rifle, and it was a manufacturer called Armalite. There's a whole bunch of different manufacturers that make Armalite-style rifles, but they're semi-automatic rifles that work exactly the same way as a semi-automatic pistol. There's no difference in how they work. One's just bigger. But they work. You have to pull the trigger every time. They work exactly the same way. You can find out some information if you go to www.assaultweapon.info. It's a great site that talks about how the term was made up, what the quote-unquote assault weapons ban did under Clinton. Note, nothing. Because more people use hands and fists to commit homicide than use rifles.
Oh, yeah. I was looking at some numbers the other day, and they were calling out the different things that people were dying of, and guns is just so far down on the list. And then when you pull out the mass shootings, you already know this. I don't have to tell you. What is it? The FBI calls a mass shooting three or more. Is something along those lines. So I think if you take out the Chicago killings and the Baltimore killings, I think like we're number three at the bottom. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
I mean, go ahead.
Yeah, John Lott Jr. At the Crime Research Prevention Center, he has an actual map and shows where killings are concentrated in this country, and they are in places like Chicago and certain counties where that you have those issues, that's where murders are concentrated.
Yep.
So if you took out those areas, we'd be like unbelievable.
What I always love about the left, and I do this all the time to them, because what I'll do is pose something and answer their question for them, or actually say what they're going to say.
Yeah.
And you know what that does to them. It just teases them off to no end.
Drives them insane.
Right? I can just hear them screaming on the other end, and it makes me very happy. But
I love that. I love that. Well, you know, when I tell somebody's like, don't even bother, man. And I'm like, I am not trying to I'm not going to change a hoplophobe's mind.
Oh, no.
I am posting information for other people who don't know the truth. They get the truth. Some guy said to me today, your kids, your guns are more important than your kids. And I said, my child, I love my family. That's why I have a firearm, so I can protect them. That's how delusional and demented these people are. And the worst part is, the gun control crowd, they don't know anything about firearms, and they don't know anything about our existing gun control laws. No. They know nothing, but yet they want to put more laws into place and ban inanimate objects they know nothing about. It's insanity. But, of course, if you don't know anything about either of those two things, you just believe them because you think it's true.
Oh, yeah. Because
people think we don't have background checks. We have background checks in every single state in this country. It's federal law.
You know, I know that, and I think it's always funny when they say, you know, you can walk into a gun show, and you know, and they go through this whole thing, but wait a minute, I've been in a gun show. I mean, seriously? And if you're in California, you can't even walk out with 11 bullets without them running a background check on you. So don't give me that it's so
11?
Easy. Oh, you can only buy so much ammunition at a time. If you're if you want to buy more ammunition because you're target shooting at a gun range, you have to, you know, you buy 30 rounds or 50 rounds or 100 rounds, whatever you buy. You can't take them off premise if there's over so many pieces of ammunition. Listen, Gavin Newsom was very proud of the fact that the Second Amendment specifically gives you a right to carry a gun, but it doesn't give you a right to have ammunition. Yes, he said that.
What are you supposed to do, throw the gun at someone who's attacking you?
Well, I guess
moron.
So. That's these people, and they think they're geniuses, Kim. They really do.
I know.
When you're talking with them or they're talking at you, they think they're flipping geniuses.
I know.
I get the
point. I deal with them all the time. You know, I fled Massachusetts, the final straw that broke my back to flee that nanny hellhole state was when I wanted to practice my Second Amendment rights because I had a fear because of left-wing wounds threatening me. I was treated like a criminal. Law-abiding citizens in Massachusetts are treated like criminals for wanting to dare practice their fundamental human right to self-defense. That's when I said, I'm out of here.
Wow, I remember.
And I moved to New Hampshire where I could freely protect myself from psychopaths.
Yeah, this also, is it a little over 20 states that allow open carry?
I don't know what it is for open carry, but over the past 10 years, since all these psychos have been pushing gun control, that more states have passed constitutional carry. I forget how many it is now. Which,
all right,
constitutional carry. Okay. No, I was just going to say, constitutional carry just means you don't need to get permission from the government to carry a firearm.
Wow. Anyone you want?
Well, anyone that's legally able to be sold.
Right. So I can't carry my atomic bazooka, is what you're saying. Other than that, we're fine.
If you have a bazooka, you need to come visit me.
Oh, God. I don't know. We're going to have this conversation tonight around. You know, Tammy and I were talking. I said, okay, where's the line? Charlie Manson, I mean, go down this list of where's the line, how do you keep it from happening, but you can't answer, because we're out of time. Where do people find you?
GraniteCrock.com and ConservativeIND IND on Twitter.
Double thing, your host. Lot coming up in the next hour. Don't go far. We're going to be joined by David Horowitz and his new book. You got to come back to hear it. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN. Don't go far.